Thank God for His grace that He has safely guided us through the last week.
我们今天又可以在安息生日起来享受神的安息，愿主耶稣祝福带领我们。
And once again today on Holy Sabbath, we're here to receive the Lord's peace and joy. May God guide us today.
小弟现在奉主的圣名一起来查考灵性的体检。
Now in the name of Jesus Christ, we start the study of the spiritual wellness check.
我们最近的人健康意识抬头，所以我们很注意我们肉体的健康。
And people these days are very much focused, pay attention to their physical health.
在这些网络、社交媒体里面到处流传的，基本上都跟健康的知识有关系。
And most of the things that we see on the internet and on the news are regarding the health, the physical health.
所以有些时候，不管是在任何的一种网络媒体里面，他都会一直提到这个吃什么健康，做什么事情要健康，要怎么样才能够让身体演出疾病。
And very often on the internet, we see information about what we need to eat to be healthy, what we need to do to be healthy, how can we avoid being sick.
那如果这个发布消息人觉得这个信息很重要，他都会说，你要赶快把它发给更多人，拯救更多人的性命。
And it will say that if you think this is important, so share the message that more people can be saved by this message.
但是有时候这些消息不见得正确。
However, sometimes this kind of news is not necessarily correct.
因为有些知识呢，可能是片段性的，然后一时之间发现，就很快速的流传，但不见得是完全符合每一个人的需要。
Because some news are temporary, it may not fit every person.
因为现在的资讯快速流动，在有些资讯还没有正式被从各 各个角度去验证以前，可能就已经流传在社会里面了。
The news spreads rather fast these days through the internet, so many times before it's proven to be true, it's already shared among many people.
所以我们有时候看这些消息也要谨慎去分辨。
So sometimes when you look at these kind of information, you have to be careful to discern whether or not it's correct.
不能够被误导，或者我们有时候都不知道自己是怎么生病的。
Be careful not to be misled by it, otherwise you don't know how you even got sick.
那我们现在的人很注重肉体的健康，所以基本上都会定期去健康检查。
We pay attention to our physical health, so we have scheduled checkups.
那希望在身体还没有真的产生不可医治的、不可治疗的疾病以前，能够及早发现，然后能够适当的治疗。
Because we hope that we can detect the disease before it becomes incurable so that we can get treatment right away.
那在健康检查的时候，通常都有几个指标来让医生判断这个人身体到底健不健康，有没有需要注意的地方。
During a physical exam, there are a few markers that the doctors will look at to determine if this person is healthy or not.
所以我们通常都会说，检查完之后就要看报告，你是有几高，三高呢，四高呢。
And that's why after the exam, you have to look at your lab report to see if you are high in numbers.
那如果有一些指标太高了，就要自己要谨慎，要注意生活作息、饮食习惯各方面。
And if you have certain lab values that are out of range, then you have to pay attention to your lifestyle, your diet, and exercise.
所以当我们知道这个指标过高的时候，我们就被提醒了。
So when we have a lab value that's out of range, then we are reminded of this.
那我们如果真的注重健康的人，我们就会真的去调整自己的生活，然后避免自己遇到这样生病的情况。If
we care about our physical body, then we will make appropriate adjustments so that we can avoid this kind of situation.
那我们灵性其实也是这样子。The
same concept applies to our spirituality.
今天我们在读圣经的时候，圣经提出给我们一些警告。
When we read the Bible today, the Bible gives us many warnings.
那它的警告基本上就是要关注我们的灵性的健康。
The warning is so that it helps us with our spiritual health.
那我们在读以赛亚书的时候，
So when we read the book of Isaiah,
以赛亚书从28章开始到第33章，一连提出六个灾祸。
From Isaiah chapter 28 to 33, it mentions six different disasters.
那这些灾祸，这些祸， 那是当时候神对选民的提醒。
So these six woes are the reminder of God to the chosen people.
那其实我们在读圣经的时候，也是在照镜子。
When we look at the Bible, we are also looking into a mirror.
也是在 聆听神对我们所讲的话语。
We are also listening to God's words to us.
所以我们从真理啊，从圣经的话语去看到神的提醒，也去听神所讲的声音。
From the spiritual truth, we can hear God's words and voice, and we can hear God's truth.
然后之后我们自我反省。
Then we self-reflect.
接下去我们就要改变。
Then we have to make appropriate changes.
那所以我们听到我们读圣经，我们如果去实行的时候，我们的灵性就越来越健康。
When we read the Bible, we put it into practice and adjust, then our spirituality will improve.
那所以我们今天聚会呢，我们来从以赛亚书里面所讲的这几个灾祸来自我反省。
So in our service today, let's look into the woes recording book of Isaiah and self-reflect from it.
那看看我们自己对神真的有信心吗？
Do we truly have faith towards God?
我们是真的顺服真理吗？
Are we truly obedient to the truth?
我们真的会在任何生活上的任何一个问题都会去依赖这位天上的真神呢？
Do we
还是依靠我们自己呢？
Do we rely on God in every little trouble that we have in our life, or do we rely on ourselves?
我们会不会把一些人间的事情，说人的帮助，看得比神的能力更重要？
Do we value the assistance we get from other people more so than the help we get from God?
我们早上来看以赛亚书二十九章第一节。
This morning, let's look at Isaiah chapter 29, verse 1.
二十九章第一节。
Verse 1.
哎，雅利伊勒，雅利伊勒，大卫安宁的城，任凭你年上加年，节期照常周流。
Woe to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Add year to year, let feasts come around.
第二节说。
Verse 2.
我终必使雅利伊勒困难，他必悲伤哀嚎，我却能以他为雅利伊勒。
Verse 2, yet I will distress Ariel, and shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be to me as Ariel.
第三节说，我必视为安宁攻击你，屯兵围困你，逐垒攻击你。
Verse 3, I will encamp against you all around, I will lay siege against you with a mound, and I will raise siege works against you.
那以下我省略，因为以下有很多信息都是当时先知提出的警告。
Many messages in the book of Isaiah are warnings set by the prophet at the time.
那这个一开头的说，这个哎，这是一个祸，那是一个宣告，一个要读人注意看，雅利伊勒当时候耶路撒冷的另外一个名称。
And in the beginning, it says, "Woe is to draw attention to his message." Ariel is another name for the city of Jerusalem at the time.
它本来的意思是神的狮子。
And the original meaning is the lion of God.
那表示说它是属神的，是神特选的，是有荣耀、很威武的。
In other words, this belongs to God, is chosen by God. It should have God's majesty and power.
所以这个耶路撒冷城，这是神特选的圣城，这是像。属于神很坚固的城有神的保护。
And this city was chosen by God, so it should have the protection of God.
但是另一方面，他又在提到说，第二节说，在雅利伊勒会有悲伤哀嚎，会很困难，会有各国来攻击。
However, in verse 2, it says that in Ariel there will be heaviness and sorrow, and the encamped will go against him.
所以在第二十九章，雅利伊勒他引申出来的意思就是，这一个属于神的城，最后会像祭坛的火盆一样，里面都是灾难，都是哀嚎困苦。
What the city Ariel means is that this city used to belong to God, but at the end, it will filled with sorrow and heaviness, like the bowl on the altar.
那就是这里面熊熊烈火在焚烧属神的百姓。
And that is the fierce fire burning the chosen people of God.
那也就是说，在先知当时在宣告这个城即将遇到极大的灾难。
Prophet was prophesying that the city is about to encounter great disasters.
可是这个城，他说是大卫安营的城，是属大卫的。
But the city was a city where David dwelt. It belonged to David.
这个在这个城里面有神的圣殿。
Because there is a holy temple of God in the city.
在这个城里是百姓每年定期从各方进入这里来献祭，来颂赞神的所在地。
And this is the very city that people every year come from all over the place to come and worship and offer to God.
所以第一节他特别提到说，年上加年，节期照常周流，就是每一年他们固定要做的事情，他们就都会来到耶路撒冷来敬拜来感谢。
And in verse 1 it says, add year to year, let feasts come around. That means that every year they will come to Jerusalem to offer feast and worship God.
但是第一节里面又有一句话说，任凭你这样做，就是你都这样做吧，你尽管这样子，每一年来守节期啊。
But even if they do this every year, year after year,
神说，我要使他困难。
But God says that I will distress Ariel.
那表示说，神要施行审判。
That means that God will practice His judgment.
那这一句话，这一段信息在讲什么？
What is this message telling us?
我们以赛亚书已经读过，这是第二次的。
This is our second time reading through the book of Isaiah.
我们之前已经有分析过，其实这是先知就当时候百姓的国度里面，他们不懂得依靠神，信仰形式化之后，先知的警告会遇到的灾难。
And this is the prophecy of and the warning a prophet to them is because the chosen people at the time they did not know to rely on God and their worship had become a mere formality.
他们当时候的信仰其实是在沉睡当中的状况。
And their faith at the time can be compared to someone asleep.
他们其实就好像瞎眼，看不到眼前的困难，眼前的灾难。
They were like the blind; they couldn't see the woe that's in front of them.
那我们现在在看。以赛亚书这个过去发生过的历史，在显明国度里面真正发生过的。
And let's look at Book of Isaiah and what truly have taken place in history in the chosen people of God.
我们就不是只在看回顾过去的历史发生什么事而已。
We're not only looking back at what took place in the history.
让我们从另外一个角度来看到这一句话对我们的提醒。
And from a different perspective, let's see what this passage is reminding us.
我们自我检查，我的信仰形式化了吗
？Let's self-reflect. Has our faith become formality?
每一年。每一周我们都这样在做的时候，我们的信仰真的有内涵吗？还是只是因为习惯性我们会这样做而已？
When we do this year after year, week after week, is our faith truly has content or is this just a mere formality?
因为当时候的其实如果查考它的历史背景以赛亚先知在预言的时候是这个时候应该是西西家王当王的时候。
And if you look into history, Prophet Isaiah was prophesying about this, this is about the time where King Hezekiah reigned.
那西西家王他当时候在治理国家的时候，其实他的国度算稳定也算是兴旺。
When King Hezekiah reigned in the nation, the nation at the time was at peace and was very prosperous.
因为西西家王本身他是敬畏神的，他是行大卫。眼中看为正的事情。
Because King Hezekiah feared the Lord and did things that was pleasing in David's eyes.
就是说效法大卫所行的啦。
In other words, he imitated after David.
所以他所做的一些他的一些政策呢，基本上是合神心意的。
So the policy that he was carrying out was pleasing to God as well.
但是百姓每一个人他实际的信仰却不是那么一回事。
But that was not the case for each individual person's faith.
所以其实百姓当中，社会里面充满不公义的事。
And therefore, the society is filled with things that are unjust.
人心里面还是充满骄傲的。
And there's arrogance and proudness in every person's heart.
可是外表上来看，他们还是会一样守节期啊，或一样会安息日的时候敬拜神啊。
So outwardly, it seems that they still come and worship God and hold their feast.
那其实当时候。先知已经预告他们会有的灾难是远超过他们所想象的，并不是他们当下那个最大的敌人。
The prophecy of the woes that is coming to them was not something they can imagine. It was not the enemy right in front of their eyes.
因为那时候他们最强的敌人是亚述。
Because their greatest enemy at the time was Syria.
可是先知当时候已经预告还有一个比亚述更强的更残酷的敌人要来毁灭所有的国家。
But the prophet already warned them that there will be a greater something greater than Assyria that will come and oppress them and destroy them.
在那个时候的巴比伦还没有兴起。
At the time, nation Babylon was not yet rise.
可是先知已经预告巴比伦会要如何很残酷的来毁灭所有的犹大国。
But the prophets already prophesied how Babylon will come and destroy all the nation in a brutal way.
所以先知当时候就跟百姓说，你们等候旌旗吧。
And that's why the prophet warned the people, just wait for your thrones.
也就是说，他们当时候真的做梦也没有想到事情会这样演变的。
And they did not imagine how things would have evolved in the future.
可是那时候他们基本上的信心他们的信仰本身是沉睡状态。
Their condition of their faith at the time can be compared to someone asleep.
因为在第十节，我们看二十九章的第十节。
Let's look at 29 verse 10.
因为神将沉睡的灵浇灌你们，封闭你们的眼，蒙盖你们的头。你们的眼就是先知，你们的头就是先见。
Verse 10, for the Lord has poured out on you the spirit of deep sleep, and has closed your eyes, namely the prophets. He has covered your head, namely the seers.
那个时候，其实百姓他们好像表面上有在敬畏神，但是他们的心其实远离神了。
Utterly, it seemed that the people was worshiping God, but in their hearts they have already departed from God.
他们没有办法明白神的信息。
They could not understand the message of God.
看不清楚神透过先知所讲的道理。
They could not understand the truth, the words that are spoken through the prophet.
因为当一个人如果没有心的时候，有时候眼睛看是看到了，但是没有明白到怎么一回事。
So if a person does not have the heart to see through things, even though you can see, but you don't understand it.
就好像我们有时候来聚会，但是就没有办法听到，没有听明白那个道理在讲什么。
Just like us coming to the service, even though we're here in service, we may not understand the message.
那有时候当我们没有心的时候，我们就会很在意这个时间怎么那么长。
When we don't have the heart to listen, then we care about how long this is lasting.
讲道理怎么讲那么久，翻那么多圣经。
And why is our service so long? Why do we have to flip to so many verses in the Bible?
为什么不讲一些比较有趣的事情？
Why don't the pastor speak things that are more interesting to me?
哦，讲的这些道理都是很硬的。
Because these messages are very stern.
那其实是因为我们没有心。
This is all because we don't have the heart.
是因为我们的眼睛没有看到道理。
It's because our eyes cannot see the truth.
所以当时候的百姓，他们的那个信仰的实际情形是第十三节所描述的。
And so the condition of the Israelites' faith is described in verse 13.
主说，因为这百姓亲近我，用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们敬畏我不过是领受人的吩咐而已。
Verse 13, therefore the Lord said, inasmuch as people draw near with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but I remove their hearts far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the commandment of men.
所以你看这里其实当时候百姓的信仰是空洞的，是没有内涵，但是表面上又好像都有。
From here, we can see the faith of people at the time is empty, is without substance, but outwardly it seemed that they're fine.
所以每一年按照时间节期，他们就来圣殿来献祭，来敬拜，好像他们该做都做到了。
Every year, follow the schedule of the feast, they come to the temple to worship. It seems that they have done their duty.
但是这样做是因为人的吩咐，是因为传统，因为遗传。
But they have done so is because of the commandment of men, is because of their tradition.
而不是因为我来到这里可以感受到神，可以真的敬拜神，体验到神很伟大，神很爱我。所以我很乐意这样自己做。
And they did not come with a joyful heart because they understand that God loves them and that God has blessed them.
那所以当时候神就说了，神这是主说，这些百姓他们用嘴唇在尊敬我而已，心跟我离很远
The Lord said that the people worship him with their lips and their hearts are far from him.
那为什么百姓会这样子？
Why are the people this way?
在第九节第十节他所说的就提出一个原因
了。One of the reasons is mentioned in verse 10.
原因就是这里有所谓的沉睡的灵浇灌他们。
It's because they're poured out by the spirit of deep sleep.
这个沉睡的灵呢，他说所封闭的、所影响的就是这些先见跟先知。
The effect of the spirit of deep sleep is that it affected the prophets and the seers.
他说你们的眼就是先见，你们的头就是先知嘛。
He said that the eyes are the prophets and the heads are the seers.
那这里说神用沉睡的灵浇灌他们，不是最后他们信仰的错误是归咎在神身上的。
Here it says that the Lord had poured out on them the spirit of deep sleep. That doesn't mean that they steered away from God is all because of God's fault.
不是说神故意让他们说看不懂道理，都不明白他的话语。
It doesn't mean that God purposely caused them to not understand His words or His truth.
而是神任凭人的心一直顺服自己的意识，神任凭他们人这样去，特别是这些先知。
But rather, it's because God allowed them to follow the desire of their hearts, especially for the prophets and the seers.
所以第十节说，封闭你的眼， 那你们的眼就是 先知，其实意思就是说，这是这些先知本来应该传讲神话语的人呢、啊，现在有一个沉睡的灵浇灌他们，让他们看不清楚，也不明白神的末世是什么。
These prophets, the spirit of deep sleep is poured upon them, so they don't understand the prophecy and the signs of God.
也就是说，连本来应该传讲神的警告的这些先知先见们，他们都已经分不清楚什么是神的启示了。
So the prophets and the seers, they were supposed to spread the warning of God. Now they can't discern what is God's will and what's God's sign.
那他把人的吩咐当作很宝贵的道理，一直在要百姓就这样做就对了。
And they follow the commandment of the men, treat it as precious teaching, and teaching the people to just simply follow it.
所以从先见先知开始麻木以后，百姓他们的真的是灵性就沉睡。
So since the prophet and seers have become numb to the truth, the people have fallen deep sleep.
然后渐渐的，百姓的心就远离神，但是他们表面上好像还是有在敬拜神。
The heart of the people are now far away from God, but outwardly it seems that they're still worshiping God.
但是这样的敬拜事实上是空的，是没有内涵的。
But this kind of worship is empty, is without any substance.
那时候第十一节特别说，所有的末世你们看如封住的书卷呢。
In verse 11, the whole vision has become to you like a word of a book that is sealed.
那就是说，事实上是因为人的心离开神，所以就看不清楚。即使认识字的，也不能够读出他的意思，因为那意思已经被封住了。
It is because the men's heart now they can't understand the truth in the book as if it's sealed.
所以眼睛看是看不明白啊。
So they cannot understand with their eyes.
那个不识字的，他就是不认识字，那没有办法。
And for the people that are illiterate, of course they wouldn't understand.
那这里让我们看到说，其实神的话语有没有办法产生功效，让我们看明白他的意思，跟我们的心有关系。
This tells us that whether or not God's words can take effect on us depends on our hearts.
我们如果真的用心灵跟诚实来敬拜神的
，If we truly worship God with spirit and truth,
也就是说，我们真的是愿意顺服神的引导，然后我们会敬畏神的原则。
In other words, if we're willing to follow the guidance of God and follow God's divine principles,
那这样子我们去看神的话语的时候，我们就看得到他的意思了。
Then when we read the words of God, we can understand it.
所以主耶稣呢，他针对当时百姓的那个信仰状况，他也提出这样的一个警告。
Lord Jesus also have proposed a warning to the state of the people's faith at the time.
这个信仰空洞化、形式化的信仰，这个是从古时候到现在都一样的。
And the empty faith, the faith of formality, has been the same in history.
所以以赛亚那个时代选民是这样子，主耶稣那个时代的犹太人也是这样。
This is how the people are were in the time of Isaiah, and this is how the people are in the time of Lord Jesus as well.
马太福音第十五章，主耶稣就特别提出来。
In Matthew chapter 15, Lord Jesus said.
马太福音第十五章的第七节。
Matthew 15 verse 7.
假冒为善的人啊，以赛亚指着你们说的话预言是不错的。他说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
Verse 7, hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesied about you, saying, these people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrine the commandments of men.
因为这十五章一开头的时候是当时候的法利赛人他们来质疑主耶稣教导门徒的方法。
And in the beginning of chapter 15, it mentions how the Pharisees come to criticize Jesus the way he was teaching the disciples.
因为第十五节是说，你的门徒为什么犯古人的遗传呢？因为吃饭的时候他们不洗手。
In verse 15, chapter 15, it mentioned, they asked, why do your disciples transgress the tradition of the elders, for they do not wash their hands when they eat bread?
因为就当时候的这些文士法利赛人来说呢，他们那个到街市上去又回来要洗手，吃饭前要洗手，要守节期的时候要洗身体，换衣服，这些规矩他们遵守得很严谨。
To the scribes and the Pharisees, they follow the tradition that they have to wash their hands before they eat, and they have to wash their body before they hold the feast.
第二节他们在讲的这个说你的门徒为什么这样子的时候，他们是间接的在批评主耶稣啊。
In verse 2, when they say, why do your disciples do this? Indirectly, they're criticizing Lord Jesus.
意思就是说你怎么当老师的这个学生这个问题都没有发现，然后任凭他们这样子， 干犯的古人的遗传呢？
In other words, they're asking Jesus that as a teacher, why didn't you notice this? How your students have transgressed the tradition of the elders?
但是主耶稣，你看他属灵的智慧，他一听就知道他们的问题在哪里。
But Lord Jesus has a spiritual wisdom, so he immediately knows what they're asking.
第三节，主耶稣回答说
：“Verse three,
你们为什么因着你们的遗传犯神的诫命呢？”
In verse three, he answered and said to them, "Why do you also transgress the commandment of God because of your tradition?"
因为第四节，神说要孝敬父母，又说咒骂父母的必治死他。
Verse 4, for God commands, saying, honor your father and your mother, and he who curses father and mother, let him put to death.
第五节，你们倒说，无论何人对父母说，我所当奉给你的已经做了贡献，他就可以不孝敬父母，这就是你们借着遗传废了神的诫命。
In verse 5, but you say, whoever says to his father and mother, whatever profit you might have received from me is a gift to God. Verse 6, then he need not honor his father and mother. Thus you have made the commandment of God of no effect by your tradition.
所以你看这个时候就是主耶稣提出来他们当时候信仰的状态。
And this is the state of their faith that is mentioned by Lord Jesus.
他们事实上是因着人的遗传去干犯神的诫命，他们还不知道。
They have committed against the commandment of God according to the tradition, and they didn't even realize that.
也就是说，他们把古人的遗传看得比神的诫命更重要。
In other words, they value the tradition of men more than God's will.
因为人的遗传做起来比较简单。
Because it is easier just to follow the tradition.
哦，因为就当时就孝顺父母这件事情来说。
Take for an example, honor the father and mother.
他们就说，你看，我已经把要奉给你的过做了奉献，已经奉献给神了，所以我们不需要尽这个儿女要奉养父母的责任了。
They say that I have given to God the gift that I would have given it to you, so they don't have to serve the duty to serve their parents.
他说我已经该奉献的奉到圣殿去，所以我可以不孝敬父母的了。
And they do not have to be filial to their parents because they already gave the gift to God.
我们如果从这一句话来看呢
？From this passage,
你今天奉献钱给圣殿，就是给一笔钱，容易呢？还是每一天跟这个父母亲在一起生活的时候，哪一件容易？
Which one is easier? Is it easier to just offer amount of money to the temple, to God? Or is it easier to honor your parents every day of your life?
如果把孝顺父母把它当作是我只是要付出钱去供养他，让他生活无虑，那这件事情简单了。
It is easy if honor your parents merely means that you give your parents money to serve them so that they don't have to worry about food or clothing.
所以我一个月应该付多少钱啊？那我就把它奉献出去到圣殿去啊，那我尽了该尽的责任了。
So however amount of money I'm supposed to give to my parents, I now give it to God. I have done my duty.
所以他们认为说我已经钱奉出去了，所以我就不需要孝顺父母，我不需要去管父母亲，我不需要去啊，真的很在意他们的想法了。
And they think that if they have given the money to God, then they don't have to honor their parents. They don't have to worry about their parents' feelings.
为什么当时候百姓会这样做？
Why are the people doing this at the time?
因为法利赛人跟文士就这样教导啊。
Because this is how the scribes and the Pharisees taught them.
那所以最后他们好像，他们该付钱的、该付的数量他们都付了。
So it seemed that they already paid the amount that they are supposed to pay.
可是在神的眼中，他们是不孝顺父母的人。
But in the eyes of God, they are people that do not honor their parents.
因为真正的孝顺父母不是这个金钱的问题。
Because truly being filial and honoring a parent is not a matter of money.
而是我们会不会在意父母亲他们的感受。
It's whether or not we care about how our parents feel.
父母亲他们现在如果是孤单的时候。
If the parents are lonely.
我们会不会花时间跟他们在一起。
Do we spend the time to be with them?
那如果，我们有一些事情会不会问咨询一下父母亲的意思
？And do we ask for their opinion in some matters？
我们会不会在意他们的感受
？Do we care about their feelings？
啊，这个就是真正的孝顺呢。
So this is a true honor。
啊，所以神要我们的是，我们从心里面去敬畏神，从心里面去爱人，去从心里面去顺从或者是敬爱我们的长辈。
And what God wants us to do is to love people and to honor people, honor our elders from our hearts.
所以这里主耶稣就提出以赛亚所讲的那句话。
So here, Lord Jesus mentioned what Isaiah said.
他们把人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我是枉然的。
And they have worshipped God in vain because they They are teaching us doctrine, the commandments of men.
所以我们今天信仰要真的有内涵，就是要像主耶稣所说的。
So today, if we want our faith truly has substance in it, we have to follow what Lord Jesus said.
所以约翰福音第四章第二十四节。
In John chapter 4, verse 20.
约翰福音第四章第二十，我们看二十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。
23. But the hour is coming, and now, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
24节说，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
这个意思其实就是很明显的，我们需要以神的真理为标准来真的敬畏神。
And this is clear that we have to use God's standard as our standard to worship God.
所以神的真理是不会变的，不会因为时代而有任何变动。
God's truth will never change. It will not change because of age.
所以我们用圣经的道理把它真的实行在我们的生活里面，这才是真正的敬拜。
We practice the biblical teachings in our lives, and this is a true worship.
所以我们来教会聚会，这是其中信仰里面的一个部分而已。
When we come to church to observe, to worship, this is only a part of our faith.
但是真正重要的是，我们在每一天的生活当中，能够存着这个敬畏神的态度，能够实行我们所听到的道理。
What's more important is that every day of our life, we have this attitude of honoring God and practice the truth.
所以比如说我们安息日的时候我们来聚会。
For an example, we come to worship on Sabbath day.
我们来聚会是因为这是一个习惯呢？
Do we come to service because this is a habit?
还是我们真的会觉得说我来这里聚会敬拜神，我可以享受神的安息。
Or do we truly feel that we are enjoying the Sabbath when we come to worship?
我们真的相信神他要照他的应许把属灵的福气跟这种喜乐浇灌在我们的心里。
Do we believe that according to God's promise, He will pour out unto us the spiritual peace and joy?
比如说我们看以赛亚书58章。
We look back at Isaiah chapter 58.
以赛亚书五十八章
Isaiah 58,
第十三节
verse 13,
他说你若在安息日调转你的脚步，在我的圣日不以操作为喜乐，称安息日为可喜乐的，称神的圣日为可尊重的，而且尊敬这日，不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
Verse 13, and if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, a holy day of Lord honorable, and shall honor him, not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words.
第十四节说，你就以神为乐了，神就要以使你承驾地的高处，又你主雅各的产业养育你，这是神亲口说的。
Verse 14, then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth, and feed you with the heritage of Jacob, your father. The mouth of the Lord has spoken.
特别提到这个安息日的问题。
Here mentioned the Sabbath day.
这是每一周我们的生活 的这个步调。
And this is the rhythm of our weekly schedule.
他说在安息日是要调转脚步。
And that it says that we have to turn away our foot from the Sabbath.
也就是说我们在安息日的作息跟平常的六天不一样。
And that means our schedule on the Sabbath is different from the other 6 days of the week.
我们在安息日不以操作为喜乐，不以能够有一些世界上各种活动为可喜乐的。
And we do not take pleasure of the things of the world on the Sabbath day.
而是因为能够称安息日是可喜的，是因为这天安息日可以在神面前来敬拜、来歌颂、来团契，我们觉得很美好。
We call the Sabbath a delight because it is a day that we can come and worship and have fellowship and praise God. So we think this is a delight.
我们尊敬神的这个命令。
And we honor this commandment of God.
那我们尊重主就是我的神，他就是掌管我一切的。
And we honor God is our Lord and He's in charge of everything.
所以他说，在这一天我就不办自己的私事，不随自己的私意，不说自己的私话。
And on this day that I will find no own pleasure nor speak my own words.
简单来说就是以神为优先呢。
And simply speaking, we put God in top priority this day.
也就是说把敬拜神的事情当第一优先。
And that means we prioritize worshiping God as the first on this
day. 真的心里面尊主为大。
That in our hearts we honor Lord as the greatest.
把这一天分别出来。
We separate this day.
完全归给神。
And we consecrate it to God.
来享受神所应许的福气。
And so we can receive and enjoy the promised blessings of God.
所以第十四节说以神为乐。
In verse 14, that we will delight in the Lord.
我们以能够来敬拜神为喜乐的，那我们把生活上所有的忧虑都卸给神，因为神是可以信靠的。
If we delight in the Lord, then we give God all of our worldly burdens because God is reliable.
那神也真的能够照着他的应许，让我们的生活没有缺欠。
And the Lord, according to His promise, will cause us to lack nothing in our lives.
这句话是神亲口应许的。
This is what God promised Himself.
我们能不能够真的去相信，然后去实行
？But can we truly believe it and practice it？
所以这里提到说要以神为乐。
And here says that we shall delight in the Lord。
所以这整个安息日都是属神的。
Because this entire Sabbath day belongs to God。
当我们真的能够这样子以神为乐的时候
，So when we truly take delight in the Lord，
我们在安息日聚会的时候，我们一定会很享受。
That we will enjoy ourselves on this holy Sabbath day。
因为这个就是一周里面难得一天，我们可以真的静下心来想想我们。人生到底在追求什么
？Because this is the one day of the entire week that we can settle down and think about what is it that we're pursuing in our lives.
我们为什么要跟世人不同
？Why are we different from the world?
在这一天，我们花时间跪在神面前。
And on this day, we kneel down before God.
我们看圣经，去思想我们自己的现在的信仰状态。
That we read the Bible and reflect our spiritual wellness today.
我们信主最重要的目标在哪里
？When we believe in the Lord, what is our ultimate purpose?
所以，其实我们。真的能够享受安息日的时候
，So when we can truly take delight on the Sabbath，
我们会发现我们事实上是很幸福的。
We will realize that we are very blessed，
因为神的应许每一件事情都会实现。
Because every promise of God will be fulfilled。
如果我们真的愿意照他的话来相信来做
，If we truly believe and follow His words，
所以在这个安息日的时候，我们从圣经我们真的会越来越认识神，这位我们所敬拜的神是何等的有恩典有怜悯。
On the Holy Sabbath day, we will truly understand that the God that we worship is merciful and is loving.
我们如果看耶伯记二十二章啊
，If you turn to Book of Job, chapter 22.
耶伯记二十二章
，Job 22.
提到这个以神为乐这个问题啊
，And it talks about take delight in the Lord.
二十二章的第二十一节开始啊
，Chapter 22, verse 21.
他就提到说，你要认识神，就得平安，福气也轮到你。
Now acquaint yourself with Him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you.
二十二节，你当领受他口中的教训，将他的言语存在心里。
Receive, please, instruction from his mouth, and lay up his words in your heart.
二十三节说，你若归向全能者，从你的帐篷中远除不义，就必得建立。
If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. You will remove iniquity far from your tents.
二十四节，要将你的珍宝丢在尘土里，将俄斐的黄金丢在锡和石头之间。
24, then you will lay your gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks.
25节，全能者就必为你的珍宝做你的宝银。
25, yes, the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver.
26节，你就要以全能者为喜乐，向神扬起脸来。
26, then you will have your delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God.
27节，你要祷告他，他就听你，你也要还你的愿。
27, then you will make your prayer to him, he will hear you, and you will pay your vows.
你看这一段信息，他提醒我们，真的认识神的人，他的生活会改变。
This passage reminds us that the person that truly knows God, his life should change.
真的认识神的人，他真的得到平安，得到福气。
A person that knows God, he will receive peace and blessings.
他会真的得到满足的喜乐。
He will truly receive the joy and be content.
一个真的认识神的人，他会知道什么叫做有价值的。
A person that knows God will understand what is valuable.
能够从这个敬拜神这个生活里面去调整我们的生活的脚步。
And from the life of worship, he knows how to adjust his footsteps.
然后呢，他说我们祷告，他就听我们。
And when we pray, he will listen to us.
也就是说，我们真的能够跟神建立起很亲密的关系。
And that means we can establish that close relationship with God.
所以，真实的信仰，事实上是我们真的以认识神为喜乐，以敬拜神为满足。
A true faith is a faith that will take delight in the Lord and be content with our worship.
因此我们在安息日的时候，我们如果真的能够享受神的恩典。
And therefore, on the Holy Sabbath day, we can truly be here to receive God's
blessings. 我们一定要把一些世界上的活动尽量的把它排除。
And we should eliminate our worldly activities on this day.
所以我们在安排我们的生活作息的时候
，So when we arrange our schedule,
我们已经尽可能的让我们的心不会急躁，我们能够安静。
That we try our best to have a calmness in our heart and be quiet.
所以我们有任何的这个安排，有什么 appointment， 一定要在安息日，至少在日落之后。
And we try to set appointments or activities after the sunset.
让我们能够整个心很很真的很放很放松的在神面前得到安息了。
And so that our hearts can quietly and calmly receive God's blessing in front of the Lord.
那我们孩子如果有什么活动的时候，一定要避免在安息日下午的这个时间里面去做什么活动。
And we should try to avoid any scheduling any activities for our kids on the afternoon of Sabbath.
那这样子，我们弟兄姐妹才真的有时间在安息日的时候可以彼此的团契沟通。
And only then the brothers and sisters can have the time to have fellowship in the afternoon.
也能够在这一天的真的来做善事，就是能够服侍神。做神所喜悦的事情。
And on this day, we have the time to do the good things, meaning doing things that are pleasing to God and serve God.
其实我们今天教会里面很多事情需要弟兄姐妹一起来参与的。
There are a lot of things in the church that needs participation from the brothers and sisters.
我们什么时候我们在忙碌的生活当中哪一天有机会大家一起来做一些圣工呢？
And what other time do we have in our busy lives that we can come together to do holy work?
其实最理想的还是在星期六大家聚在的时候一起来服侍。
The most optimal time is still on Saturday when everybody gathers here to worship.
当我们真的以神为乐的时候，
So when we truly take delight in the Lord,
我们的安息日，我们的时间就觉得我们可以做很多事的。
We can get a lot done on the Holy Sabbath day.
我们安息日不是只有来听道理而已。
On the Holy Sabbath day, we don't just come and listen to the sermon.
我们安息日的时候，我们可以为教会付出一些我们从神领受的恩典。
On the Holy Sabbath day, we can contribute and pay back some of the grace that we receive from God.
教会有什么需要我们来参与的，我们就一起来做。
Whatever the church needs us to help and participate, we will do so.
我们需要去传福音的，我们就去发传单。
If we need to spread the gospel, then we go out and pass flyers.
我们需要练诗的，我们要来准备我们诗班颂赞神的事情，我们就在这个时候一起来练习。
If we need to practice in the choir to prepare to sing praises to God, this is a day that we should do it.
所以当我们把安息日都分别出来的时候，
So when we separate Sabbath day is holy,
我们就会很享受在安息日的每一个活动。
Then we will enjoy and take delight in every activity on the Sabbath.
心里不会急躁。
That our hearts will not be anxious.
不会因为领会人讲的道理比较长一点的时间就觉得说怎么讲那么久。
We don't get impatient just because the sermon took longer than usual.
我们不会觉得说我的时间被占用了。
And we don't feel like our time is taken up.
因为这整天都是属神的。
Because this entire day belongs to God.
我们不是做这件事情就是做另外一件事情，都是跟信仰有关系的。
If we will do things that only that relate pertains to our spirituality.
所以我们每一件事情都感谢。
In everything we do, we give thanks.
每一个时间我们觉得都很有价值。
That every moment on this day we think is valuable.
所以我们要自我省察。
So we have to self-reflect.
我们来看《哥林多后书》第十三章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 13.
哥林多后书十三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
第五节。
Verse 5.
十三章第五节。
13 verse 5.
你们总要自己省察，有信心没有，也要自己试验。岂不是你们若不是可弃绝的，就有耶稣基督在你们心里吗？
Verse 13, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified?
哦，这里保罗他提醒每一位信主的门徒都要自己省察有没有信心。
Here Paul reminds every believer that they have to examine themselves.
那所以我们今天从以赛亚书里面去看。当时候先知所提出了这个祸。
And from the book of Isaiah, we looked at the woes mentioned by the prophets.
我们是不是有信心呢？
Do we have the faith?
我们的信仰有没有内涵？有没有真的实质的内涵？
And does our faith have true substance?
是一个形式的吗？
Is it merely a formality?
还是因为有别人在后面给我们推，所以我们不得不来？
Or are we here because people are pushing us to come?
还是因为我们被安排很多工作，我们不来不行，没有人做？
Or we're here because we don't have a choice. We're assigned to a lot of tasks in church.
或者是因为我们真的很享受神的安息。
Or is it because we're here because we enjoy God's Sabbath?
因为我们来敬拜神，我们得到满足。
Because we're worshiping God and we are satisfied.
这是一个自我检查的指标。
And so this is a marker for our self-reflection.
如果我们再看回来以赛亚书。
If we turn back to the book of Isaiah.
以赛亚书它讲了很多的提醒。
In the book of Isaiah, it had a lot of reminders.
那如果我们看第三，一样看第二十九章。
Let's turn to 29.
第二十九章第十五节。
Verse 15.
他这里提到 说祸哉那些向神深藏谋略的，又在暗中行事，说谁看见我们呢？谁知道我们呢？
Verse 15, woe to those who seek deep to hide their counsel far from the Lord, and their works are in the dark. They say, who sees us and who knows us?
16节
16.
你们把事情颠倒了啊！岂可看窑匠如泥呢？被制作的物岂可论制作物的说他没有制作我，或是被创造的物论造物的说他没有聪明。
16. Surely you have things turned around. Shall the potter be esteemed as the clay? For shall the things made say to him who made it, he did not make me? Or shall the things formed say of him who formed it, he has no understanding?
这一段这是另外一个祸，他提出一个警告。
And this is another warning of the woe.
这里提到说那个意思就是说人会自以为聪明。
And what this is telling us is that men often think that we are wise.
因为当时候先知里面的信息是当时候的犹大的王他们暗中的想要去跟埃及结盟。
At the time, the kings of Judah, in the, they wanted to secretly ally with the Egyptians.
要跟埃及结盟的用意就是要来对抗亚述。
The purpose of unifying or being alliance with Egypt is so that they can together fight against Assyria.
但是这些事情他们不要让先知知道，不要觉得说不要神来参与了。
But they did not want the prophets to know about it because they don't want God to have anything to do with it.
他们觉得他们可以自己做他们想做的事。
They feel like they can do what they want to do.
他们当时不理会神的旨意。
At the time, they ignored God's will.
所以怕先知知道。
So they're afraid that the prophets will find out about it.
当时候他们其实上自以为他们可以随心所愿，他想要做什么事就做什么，不要管神就自由了。
They thought they can do whatever they want. They are free if they just simply ignore God.
那当时候先知提出说，你们把事情颠倒了。
But the prophet said that you have turned things around.
其实在这里，他提供我们一个信息。
Here, there's a message for us.
今天我们信仰到底有没有健康
？So today is our spiritual health healthy.
就看我们有没有真的敬畏神。
And that depends on whether or not we truly have worshiped God.
我们是否真的知道这天上的神跟我们是什么关系啊？
Do we truly understand the relationship that we have with this God in heaven?
他是造我们的。
He has made us.
他是窑匠，我们是他手中的那一块泥。
He is a potter, and we're the clay in his hands.
所以神知道我们所有的一切。
So God knows everything about us.
我们没有一件事情可以向神隐瞒的。
And there's nothing that we can hide from God.
我们的心思意念，我们嘴巴都还没有讲出来的话，神都知道了。
And all our thoughts, what's in our mind before we can speak it, God already knows.
因为这个时候第十六节特别提到说，哎，窑匠他们，他认为说，你们把事情岂可看窑匠如泥，就是把这个角色颠倒了啦。
And the potter be esteemed as a clay, that means their roles are turned around.
然后被铸作的物说造物的没有聪明。
And can the things formed said to he who formed it that they're not smart?
那所以当时候，当时候那个神的这些百姓他们已经失去了对神真正的认识。
So the people at the time already lost that true understanding towards God.
特别是那些掌权的。
Especially those who hold power.
但其实今天我们有哪一件事情，我们有哪一个心思意念可以逃避神的眼光呢？
Today, do we have any thoughts that we can escape from God's power?
圣经特别提到说神的眼目遍察全地。
The Bible mentions that God's eyes can see through the world.
这个历史是掌握在神手上的。
The history is in the hands of God.
我们的心思意念也都是神看得很清楚的。
Our thoughts are in our minds. God can see through everything clearly.
所以我们要了解我们的角色。
So we have to understand our role.
我们今天在神面前是被造的，他是我们的主。
That in front of God we are the formed. He is our master.
我们真的敬畏神的人，就是凡事会在意神的意思。
A person that worships that that fears the Lord is a person that cares about what God thinks.
我们如果看诗篇139篇呢
？If you turn to Psalm 139.
诗篇139篇。
Psalm 139.
第一节他特别提到
In verse 1,
主啊你已经鉴察我认识我了。
Lord, you have searched me and known me.
第二节，我坐下，我起来，你都晓得，你从远处知道我的意念。
You know me sitting down and me and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off.
第三节，我行路，我躺卧，你都细察，你也深知我一切所行的。
Verse 3, you comprehend my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways.
第四节，主啊，我舌头上的话，你没有一句不知道的。
Verse 4, for there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether.
你在第五节，你在我前后环绕我，按手在我的身上。
Verse 5, you have hedged me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
第六节，这样的知识奇妙，是我不能测的，至高是我不能及的。
Verse 6, such knowledge is too wonderful for me, it is high, I cannot attain it.
这里这一段信息在宣告神是无所不知的。
So this message is to proclaim that God is omniscient.
他知道我们的性情。
God knows our character.
神知道我们的心思。
God knows our thoughts.
知道我们的行为。
God knows our actions.
他知道我们的极限在哪里。
He knows our limit.
所以神其实在四围环绕我们，按手在我们身上，在引导我们。
That God is around us. He lays hand on us and he guides us.
他的智慧，他的能力是我们没办法测透的。
That his knowledge, his power is too wonderful for us.
所以，我们如果知道这位这样伟大的真神
，If we understand that this Almighty God,
那我们也了解他无所不在。
Then we also know that he is omnipresent.
没有哪个地方可以躲避他了。
There's no place that we could escape from him.
所以，这位神现在是我们的主。
So this God is our Lord.
我们什么事情如果都能够询问神的意思。
If in everything we do, we can acquire God's.
我们不会自以为有聪明。
That we don't think that we are wise.
我们凡事都会去询问神的意思。
That everything we do, we acquire God's will.
也就是我们会透过祷告。
That means that through prayers.
来祈求神带领我们这样做好或不好。
That we ask God to guide us to know whether or not this is good or bad.
而不是按照我们自己的意思。
And instead of just following our will.
所以主耶稣他在教门徒祷告的时候，他特别提到这样的一个祷告内容。
When Lord Jesus taught the disciples how to pray, he especially mentioned this.
他说，愿你的旨意行在天上，行在地上，如同行在天上。
He said that may your will on earth as it is in heaven.
好，所以让我们的整个生命能够顺服神的引导。
So our life can be submissive and follow the guidance of God.
所以我们有没有信心？
Do we have the faith?
其实是看我们到底有没有凡事懂得敬畏神。
And that depends on whether or not in everything we do, we fear God.
不会自以为聪明。
That we don't think that we are wise.
而是会在意神他的法则。
Instead, we care about God's principle.
所以我们如果看箴言第三章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
第三章。他在第五节说
Verse 5,
你要专心仰赖神，不可依靠自己的聪明。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
第六节，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
Verse 6, in all your ways acknowledge him and he shall direct your paths.
第七节，不要自以为有智慧，要敬畏神，远离恶事。
Verse 7, do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil.
今天我们如果能够来认定神接受他的引导。
Today that if we can honor God and accept His guidance.
其实这就是我们最重要的聪明智慧。
So this will become our ultimate wisdom, and being wise.
因为智慧就要引导我们。
Because wisdom will guide us.
也就是说神他要保护我们。
And that means that God shall protect us.
我们看第四章。
Verse chapter 4.
第四章箴言第四章
Proverbs chapter 4
第二十节
Verse 20
我要留心听我的言辞侧耳听我的话语
My son, give attention to my words incline your ears to my sayings
二十一节
21
都不可以离你的眼目要存记在你的心中
Do not let them depart from your eyes keep them in the midst of your heart
这个就提到神的法则
Here talks about the laws of God
我们如果敬畏神的
If we honor God,
我们会把神的这些话语存在心里面。
Then we'll put God's words in our hearts.
然后用神的话来引导我们的生活。
And that we'll use God's words to guide our lives.
然后我们就不至于会落入像 以撒所警告这些百姓当时的情形。
Then we will not fall and be like the Israelites, which Isaiah was warning about.
不会把事情颠倒了。
That we will not turn things around.
我们会谨守我们自己的角色。
We will play our roles well.
愿意顺服神。
We'll be obedient to God.
那我们愿意顺服神，就得到神的恩典。
If we're willing to be submissive to God, then we'll receive God's grace.
那我们的灵性就越来越成长。
Then our spirituality will grow.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
So may Lord Jesus help us.
我们下午再继续。
And we'll continue our service in the afternoon.
一起来唱一首诗歌。
Let us sing a hymn together.
我们唱诗396首。
396.